بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم اما بعد اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم یا ایوہ الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وکونوا مع الصادقین صدق اللہ العظیم My most respected brothers and elders and our friends and of course our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receivers Once again, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have gathered here for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make tawbah, to make istighfar, to remind ourselves what is our purpose in this life, how to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These majalis that take place of dhikrullah or talks of iman and yaqeen, talks of islah, tazkiyah of the heart. The purpose of all these is to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To rid the pride that we have in our heart, the anger, the jealousy, the malice. Day and night we commit sins. We become negligent, but we feel that remorse, we feel that pain. And every one of us wants to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to change our lives. And we need that support, that strength. We need some help. And the only person who can help us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah Himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to direct our hearts towards Him and give us guidance and hidayat. Allah does so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at our hearts. He looks at our sincerity, how genuine we are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is too loving, He is too kind. Imagine a life without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What type of lives we would lead then? There'll only be darkness and gloominess. Inshallah we will discuss the kalam of Hazrat Arif Billah, Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullahi alayh. And we know his ash'ar were not poetry for entertainment or poetry of the love of this world. No. Filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Full of the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Connected people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Made us realize how harmful sins are. What sins does to a person makes him feel miserable. But the moment a person has dhikr in his heart, he makes tawbah, he makes istighfar, he sheds those tears of repentance, and he brings the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only on his tongue, but even in his limbs, and he strengthens his iman, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful life he enjoys then. So the title of this kalam is, of this poetry is, Mera koi nahi aah tere siwa. Besides you, O Allah, tere siwa, besides you. Oh my Allah, there is nobody else for me. You are the only person who is there for me. In the dunya, when a person is in problems, he turns to his friends. Perhaps he gets some assistance, some help. Very close friend helps him now and then. But then there comes a time when he's left all alone. Person in sickness, people will try different remedies, different solutions are provided to him. Sometimes doctors fail. So who does he turn to? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Mera koi nahi aah tere siwa. There's nobody for me, O Allah, besides you. We will just discuss the explanation given to us by the Mufti Amjad Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum. And he has written this explanation on certain poetry of Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh. He says, Ya Allah, bazaahir, to bohat se mere sahare aur hami aur madadgar nazar aate hai. Ya Allah, outwardly, There seem to be many people who are helpers, who will assist me, who will protect me, who will aid me. Lekin haqeeqat mein, but in reality, siwaye aapke, mera koi nahi. Besides you, there's nobody else for me. That is the truth. And that's the bottom line. Aap hi mere haami, nasir, madadgar hai. Aur aap hi mere maabood, aur malja, aur ma'wa hai. You are my place of refuge. You are the source of my protection and my assistance. میری زندگی کا حاصل اور نچور یہی ہے. دس از دا سم ٹوٹل آف مائی لائف، دا ایسنس آف مائی لائف، کہ میں ہر وقت آپ کا ذکر کرتا رہوں اور آپ سے ملتا رہوں. دس از مائی ڈیزائر. واٹ ڈو آئی وانٹ دیٹ آل دا ٹائم آئی مسٹ بی میٹنگ یو او مائی اللہ. ہاؤ؟ بائی میکنگ یور ذکر. پرسن از ان صلات ان سجدہ. واٹ از ہی ڈوئنگ ان رکو؟ واٹ از ہی ڈوئنگ؟ ہی از پروسٹریٹنگ بیفور اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. When a person makes ذکر, حدیث شریف میں آیا ہے. لاسٹ ویک مینشن از حدیث ان جلیس من ذکرنی، حدیث قدسی. اللہ سیز آئی ایم دا کمپینین، آئی سٹ بائی دا پرسن ہو ریمبرز می، آئی ایم ہز کمپینین. جو مجھے یاد کرتا ہے میں اس کا ہم نشین ہوتا ہوں. اس لیے ذکر اللہ سے لقاء اللہ بھی حاصل ہو جاتی. سو when a person makes the ذکر آف اللہ it is like him meeting Allah سبحانہ و تعالی. اور اللہ کی یاد سے غافل ہونا موت کے مترادف ہے. Person who does not have ذکر in his heart, it is like death for him. That is why in the hadith it is mentioned مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر مثل الحي والميت. The example of the one who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who makes the ذکر of Allah, he is like a living person, he is alive. And the one who does not make the ذکر of Allah, he is like a dead person. اور اے اللہ اگر آپ مجھے نہ ملے اور کسی کام سے آپ کی ناراضگی معلوم ہو، اے اللہ if you don't meet me, and Allah because of your being this pleased with me, you are angry with me for some sin that I have committed, مجھے اپنے دل میں اندھیرا اندھیرا معلوم ہوتا ہے. I just feel that darkness in my heart. اور ایسا لگتا ہے کہ میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر آپ کی تجلیات اور انوارات کے بغیر میرے قلب کو بالکل روشن نہیں کر سکتا. That despite the brightness of the sun and the moon of this world, still it is unable, these are unable to illuminate and brighten my heart. Because my heart has become so dark. Why? Because there's no ذکر and I'm not meeting you. ایک مؤمن کے لیے گناہ کرنے سے دنیا ایسی ہی لگنے لگتی ہے. For a believer who indulges in vice and sin and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is how he feels. He feels a darkness in his heart. اور اس کی دل میں یہی حال ہوتا ہے جیسا کہ وہ تین صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہ اجمعین غزوہ تبوک میں پیچھے رہ گئے تھے. He feels tight, narrowed. His life becomes miserable. Everything very constrained, tightened around him. Just like the incident of the three Sahaba who did not participate in the battle of Tabuk. They were instructed by Rasulullah SAW to go. They did not proceed. They procrastinated until the Sahaba returned with Rasulullah SAW after the battle that took place. It was the expedition. The enemy, the Romans, fled. They know no war took place. But it was a long time, plus minus 20 days or more, when the Sahaba went with Rasulullah SAW. But these three Sahaba did not participate. We had discussed this incident some time ago. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delayed their tawbah as well. They were repentant, but Allah ta'ala did not accept their tawbah. Right till a period of 50 days. And a time came when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba were commanded not to even talk with these three Sahaba. They had to break off all ties with them. Imagine the Sahabi says, I make salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I cannot hear any jawab. Rasulullah was stopped, prohibited by Allah ta'ala. He just moves his lips with no sound coming. And Rasulullah looks down. And then the Sahabi says, as I start my salat, I can see the Messenger of Allah, Rasulullah, with so much of love, that he would just glance at me. He would look at me because he loved me. But because Allah had prohibited him, stopped him and the other Sahaba from talking to us, communicating with us, Allah Ta'ala wanted to make the tarbiyah, show them that what they did was a very severe thing. So you see, as we move in the gullies of Medina, despite Medina being so wide and spacious and the streets not being narrow, they were wide. But because as we were walking, every person just turned away, turned their face away. They broke all relationships with us. We felt as though the gullies of Medina had become narrowed upon us. حَتَّى إِذَا ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضِ
Bima rahubat. Despite the earth being vast and wide, it seemed as though everything became narrowed upon us. Now imagine what type of life then the person leads. And this is exactly when a person indulges in sins. And he persists in guna. There's no remorse. There's no turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person just commits zina, continues. Casts lustful glances all the time. It just involved in riba. Or pride, or anger, or jealousy. Allah save us. Nobody is perfect. We all are trying. Everybody is trying. Nobody is perfect. We have to try and cry all the time until we get that sukoon from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until we pass the exams of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is in the akhirat we get our results. So this is the life of a believer or a person who commits sins. And he persists in sins. How terrible his life becomes. And then the explanation is given. That, O Allah, besides you, there is no other place of refuge. Or go ke tufani gham ke samandar mein mukhalafat simt se, hawaye chali hai, ke har taraf se fitno aur maasi nafarmani ki hawaye chal rahi hai. See, this ship that he's sailing, there's a storm that's taking place. And the wind also is blowing in the opposite direction, taking the ship into the thick of the storm. Person can't sail properly. And he's trying to come to the shore. From all sides he's surrounded with different types of trials and tribulations lashing out at him. He says, "Aur main aapki rahmat ka umidwar hoon." Person is having high hopes in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, the floodgates of Allah's mercy, when that opens, aapki rahmat ka khurshid roshan ho gaya, and I can see the light of your mercy, the star of your mercy shining. To phir kisi nalayiq ko apni nalayiqi ka koi dar nahi. Then a person who is undeserving, unworthy, a person who has committed so many sins, but when Allah's josh of his rahmat comes down, and Allah begins to forgive him, and Allah begins to shower his mercy upon him, then he's got nothing to fear. Aur har na saza, har saza se bari ho jayega. Every undeserving person, he's unworthy, he does not deserve the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, he deserved punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when Allah showers his mercy upon his servants, when will Allah shower his mercy? When we begin to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take those few steps towards Allah. Allah comes running towards us. So the moment the person changes his direction, and now he wants and he seeks his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah begins to shower his mercy upon him. Then despite him being an undeserving person, unworthy, he's feeble, he's insignificant, he's useless. All that punishment that was in store for him, now he has got no fear because he's got Allah with him and Allah is forgiving him. Aur sara i'timad aur barosa aapke darya-e rahmat par hi hai. Now all the reliance is on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says, Warna akhtar ke paas a'mal mawjood nahi. These were ahlullah. Despite the good actions, pious deeds, righteous deeds, whole day and night, Allah, Allah. He says, akhtar has got no deeds, even good deeds to show Allah. Ya Allah, I have total reliance only on your hopes. That through your hopes, you will make me succeed in the hereafter. And you will give me that salvation. So this was in short the summary or the gist of this poetry. And of course, we mentioned many times, this is no joke in all this ash'ar. We are mentioning and rendering these ash'ar so that we may connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are full of ma'rifat, recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, written by a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. May Allah still make his face jari. May Allah ta'ala still help us to benefit from all his good works and the legacy that he has left behind. Mera koi nahi aah tere siwa. Mera koi nahi aah tere siwa. Eh khuda, eh khuda, eh khuda, eh khuda.
میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقا، اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقا، اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا، تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا، میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا، تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا، میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا، میری کشتی کا ہے تو ہی بس نا خدا، بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا، میری کشتی کا ہے تو ہی بس نا خدا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا، ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا ناسزا، تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا، ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا ناسزا، زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقا، اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، تیری دریا اے رحمت کا ہے آسرا، ورنہ اختر ہے اعمال سے بے نوا، تیرے دریا اے رحمت کا ہے آسرا، ورنہ اختر ہے اعمال سے بے نوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا،
may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned here, that this ship that he's sailing and is being lashed from all sides, different types of trials and tribulations, the storm is lashing out, the wind also is moving in the opposite direction. He said, oh Allah, there's only one person who can be the captain of the ship,
and sail this ship to safety. And in Urdu, Na Khuda means the captain of the ship. And there is only Allah, it is only you. Tu hi bas Na Khuda. It is only you, O Allah, who can save me. In other words, we are looking for refuge and we are looking for protection and sanctuary. And it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can give us that sanctuary. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah ta'ala connect our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once again, we will emphasize, let us not lose hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is prepared to shower His mercy upon us. It just takes a little bit of time. For us now, we have to be sincere, loyal, dedicated, and turn to Allah Rabbul Izzah. People are going through different types of problems. Sometimes is the person is being plagued with waswasa. Makes the person feel so miserable. Funny thoughts, dirty thoughts come to the person's mind. Sometimes even in salat. Sometimes whilst reading Quran. Sometimes in dhikr. During the day. Person is busy in the office and terrible thoughts will go past. Those thoughts do not become affected by those thoughts. I'm mentioning this because many people have this problem. One sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm getting such thoughts that are coming to me that I rather be a piece of coal, charcoal, than bringing this thoughts that I'm plagued with onto my tongue. I'm so scared, my iman mustn't go away. Rasulullah said, nothing to worry. That is only the waswasa of shaitan. Shaitan will bring those funny thoughts. So don't become worried and concerned. Let those thoughts just go past. It's just waswas of shaitan, whisperings of shaitan that won't make you such that turns you away from your iman. Don't entertain those thoughts. Ignore those thoughts. Smile back at shaitan. Tell shaitan, people have done it. Hazrat Rahmatullah had prescribed this thing. Mawlana Yunus Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, in his whisperings of shaitan, had mentioned this. Tell shaitan, obviously he said, don't say it in public, some of the things have gone off your head. So quietly tell, and somebody I told in Ramadan, he said, really it works. Shaitan, you go fly kite. You go do what you want to do. It doesn't bother me because I've got my Allah with me. So those thoughts you don't worry. Yes. When it is vice and evil and filth, pornographic material, the cell phone, the internet, all those WhatsApp and what's all those things are things that take away the person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It makes your life so miserable. Person feels napak all the time. Then he doesn't want to come to the masjid. He doesn't want to engage in any dhikr. Now he's looking for some type of exit from those places. And all the time shaitan and nafs are pulling him more and more deeper into that mud or that quagmire. And he's slipping. But because he's got that spark of iman in his heart, he's still trying to put his head out to be saved. And therefore we have these programs because I myself, nobody is safe from the challenges outside. And the fitnas and fasad. We're living in difficult times. All of us require Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life. We need to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all are friends. We all are moving on the ship. And we have got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will guide us and make us reach the shore with ease. And then we all be happy. Once we pass away and leave this world, we will leave with a smiling face, inshallah. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Said three times the Rusha the first. Allah was in the Sayyidina. Bring into our hearts the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remove from our hearts all the filth that has clogged our hearts. And all those things that are pulling us and tempting us and seducing us towards haram. Are we going to say la to all those things? Only fill our hearts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 Sweetness of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the tranquility, the serenity in our heart by taking Allah ta'ala's name. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of doing good amal and filling our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka shukr kulluh, la nuhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwalin, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya dhal quwwati al-mateen. ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله ومموس بلبن الله مموس كريم رحيم الله يا الله besides you my Allah we have got nobody else my Allah Ya Allah, nobody else can help us, my Allah. Nobody can protect us, my Allah. Nobody can nourish and sustain us, my Allah. Nobody can care for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, a life without you, my Allah, is miserable, my Allah. It is wretched, my Allah. There's only darkness around us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to connect with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we confess that we have done wrong, my Allah. We have committed so many wrong deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made zulm upon ourselves, my Allah. We have persisted in sins, my Allah. We have disobeyed you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed the worst of crimes, my Allah. The worst of sins, my Allah. Our heart has become so dark, my Allah. Everything becomes so tight and narrowed upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we believe in your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, shower your mercy upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you, my Allah. We are taking the step towards you, O my Allah. We do not want to live in this quagmire of sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are being sunk, my Allah, by nafs and shaitan, my Allah. We are drowning in the sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are looking for rescue and help, my Allah. We are shouting for help, my Allah. We are being lashed by the storms, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are being pulled by the current of sins, my Allah. Deep into the ocean, my Allah. Ya Allah, before maut overtakes us, my Allah. Ya Allah, before maut overtakes us, my Allah. You are too kind, my Allah. You are too loving, my Allah. Throw your rope of mercy, ya Allah, so that we may latch onto this rope, my Allah. Ya Allah, and you save us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Take us into your mercy, my Allah. Let your mercy envelop us, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja, hame tera bana le. That is all we are asking you, my Allah. You become ours, make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us taqwa, my Allah. Bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want to recognize you, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your recognition, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts, let our hearts brim with your love, my Allah. And the love of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, ya Allah. Polish our hearts, my Allah. Make our hearts become shining again, my Allah. Ya Allah, humare dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha anta khairu man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa maulaha. Ya Allah, we acknowledge you have done so much for us, my Allah. You have bestowed thousands and thousands of bounties upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us air to breathe in, my Allah. Food to eat, water to drink, you have provided clothing and shelter for us. Ya Allah, when we were sick, ya Allah, you gave us shifa, my Allah. When we were in problems, my Allah, you removed those problems for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we suffered hardships and misery and calamities, my Allah, nobody else could help us besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, at times we thought that we are going to die now, my Allah. But ya Allah, you rescued us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not forgotten, ya Allah, your kindness upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the bounties that we are enjoying, it is only, they are only from you, my Allah. You are the bestower of those boons and favors upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making shukr to you, my Allah. We are showing our gratitude to you, my Allah. We are expressing our shukr to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us obedient servants, my Allah. Make us obedient servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us obedient servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to obey you, my Allah. We want to make your ita'at and the ita'at of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want to follow your way of life, ya Allah. Ya, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we want to follow your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. That this is my way, this is my path, this is my road, which is sirat mustaqim. Ya Allah, we want the sirat mustaqim. Ya Allah, let us follow the way of life of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make his sunnahs come into our life, my Allah. Let us help us to inculcate the sunnahs, ya Allah. The beautiful sunnahs, the noble sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to overpower nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. Hum to bahut kamzor hai. Ya Allah, you are qawi, my Allah. You are aziz and hakeem, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most powerful, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, assist us, guide us. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Show us a straight path. Keep us on sirat-e-mustaqim. Don't let us go off sirat-e-mustaqim, my Allah. Do not make us wander astray, my Allah. Do not make us lose our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, preserve our iman, protect our iman. Ya Allah, help us to do righteous deeds, my Allah. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman, wa amitna ala al-iman, wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'a al-iman. Help us to connect to you, my Allah. Help us, ya Allah, to become the means of others connecting to you, my Allah. Give us the fikr and concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us to go door to door, my Allah, and spread your message of deen, my Allah. Help us to remind our Muslim brothers and sisters, ya Allah, of our object in this world, my Allah. We are not going to live forever and ever, and one day we have to return to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the return to you, my Allah, be such a beautiful one, my Allah. Ya Allah, that you must be most pleased with us, my Allah. You must be happy with us, my Allah. And you must reward us with beautiful Jannat, my Allah. Grant us your pleasure, your raza mandi, ya Allah. Ya Allah, abtu razi banja, my Allah. Become happy with us, my Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah, wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wal naar. Ya Allah, all good works of deen that is taking place, da'ud and tabligh, ya Allah, the effort that is taking place, the ijtima'at, the gush, ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept the effort, my Allah. Ya Allah, the mashayikh and the khankas, whatever effort they making,
Allah, accept the effort, my Allah. Darul Ulum, Makatib, Madaris, my Allah, accept the effort, my Allah. Different societies, organizations, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever work is being taking place, ya Allah. People are working in the prisons, my Allah. People are working in hospitals, my Allah. People are doing social work, welfare work, my Allah. They are helping, ya Allah, to bond and to reunite husband and wife, my Allah. People are in the rehab, ya Allah. Trying to cure and trying to help those who are in drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, all good works of deen, ya Allah, you accept it, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen, my Allah. Do not make us become keys, ya Allah, towards evil, my Allah. Make us become keys towards good, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to become the means of hidayat for billions of people, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have, needs we have, ya Allah. There are so many needs we have, my Allah. Especially our brothers here tonight, my Allah. And our mothers and sisters listening at home. Ya Allah, and so many other brothers may be listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوه رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله help the مسلمان يا الله help the أمة of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله every day we are reading in the news my Allah يا الله we read today my Allah يا الله we saw يا الله bodies يا الله معصوم children my Allah نابالغ children my Allah in Syria يا الله هو kill my Allah kill by the ظالمين my Allah such beautiful faces my Allah draped in coffin my Allah Ya little babies, my Allah, little children, my Allah, not even baligh, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the zulm, the oppression that is taking place, ya Allah, so long, yes, they are suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive them, ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah, protect them, my Allah, remove the zalimin from there, my Allah. Ya Allah, now they are overdoing it, my Allah. Ya Allah, the zalimin, they've got no mercy whatsoever, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, you send your angels to destroy them, my Allah. Ya Allah, bring aman and aman in those places, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many other countries, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Egypt, ya Allah, so many bodies. Ya Allah, in the masjid, my Allah, in your house, my Allah. Ya Allah, corpses are lying around, my Allah. Ya Allah, reunite them, ya Allah. Bring peace in those countries, my Allah. Make the right people rule, my Allah. Who will fear you, my Allah. Who will abide by your shariat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the zulm that is taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, when Qiyamah will take place, we do not know, my Allah. When Dajjal will appear, we don't know, my Allah. Ya Allah, the major signs are left before Qiyamah, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Protect our iman. Protect our lives. Protect our wives and children, my Allah. Protect our family members, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our progeny, my Allah. Protect our nasl, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we are not in this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, our progeny, my Allah. You protect them, my Allah. Make them be in the group of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salatu salam. Make them be in the group of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam. Make them be on haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make them become gumrah, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't lead them astray, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Protect us from the shadow of the shirir, fitna of the fitteen, hasad of the hasidin, from the zulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. Give us halal, rozi, my Allah. Halal and tayyib, sustenance, my Allah. Make it pour from the heavens, my Allah. Ya Allah, without working hard even, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy for us, my Allah. And make us use it in the correct way, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many are sick, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are undergoing operations, ya Allah, make the operation successful, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have got cancer and heart problems and so many other diseases, ya Allah. Shifa is only in your hand, my Allah. Give them complete cure, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Tonight too, ya Allah, this is the janazah, my Allah. Ya Allah, give this marhum, ya Allah, jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Give his family sabri jameel, my Allah. All the marhumin, ya Allah, the families, ya Allah, give them sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in your path, my Allah. Shahadat, ya Allah, in your path, my Allah. Give us burial, ya al-maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Burial in jannatul baqi, in the condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. In the condition that you are so happy and pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat, the intercession of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, give us the opportunity of drinking the Hawdi Kuthur water from His Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab, my Allah. Protect us, our parents, our wives and children, our friends, our musallis, mutaalliqeen, our relatives, my Allah. Our mashayikh, our students, my Allah. Our friends, my Allah. The entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect us from the azab of the qabr and azab of Jahannam. Protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our tongue be moist in your dhikr and tilawat of the Quran. Help us to establish salat, my Allah. Help us to discharge our zakat, my Allah. And upon whom hajj is fard, ya Allah. Make it be easy for them to complete the hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, take us again and again, ya Allah, to Haramain Sharifin, ya Allah. And ziyarat of Madina Pak, ya Allah. Ya Allah, take us for hajj and umrah, my Allah. You provide for us from unseen sources, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those of marriageable age, my Allah, find them suitable partners, my Allah. Give them a life of happiness and taqwa and bliss and afiyat, ya Allah. And bless them with pious children, my Allah. Those who are married and got no children, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless them with healthy, pious children, my Allah. Those women who are expecting, ya Allah, those mothers who are expecting children, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for them when they're giving birth, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, those of us who've got children, my Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما الا ريموف اور ديفيكولتيز اور هارتشيبس اور سوروز اور وريز اور غريفز ماي الله ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين